Well said. Here's a happy note to bring that up, bring that to the forefront, how things can be done. This is something that you talked about back in June, I think. This sheriff deputized the entire church. This was during the COVID situation, but
Sheriff Glenn
this,
Hamilton.
yep. And this is a new article. It just came out on the 5th. But regardless, this is looking into the situation where this individual said, okay, if they can't come out, then I'll deputize them. And as a result of that, they can come out. I mean, this is how we go around their nonsense peacefully, at least as long as we can. But this was a nice story, and it talks about the Constitutional Sheriffs and Peace Officers Association's summit in Las Vegas. And blah blah blah. So I'll put that
Who
in
wrote
the
this?
list
Who
too.
put this article out?
Alex Newman
Oh, of course,
Bold.
Alex. Yes. Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. Well, he was with us in Las Vegas April 17th when Pastor Cooper and Sheriff Hamilton were there. And then again in Orlando just a month ago. So
Anyway,
good for
that's a nice
Alex.
little happy article showing that if there's a will to get this done, there's a way to get it done. And I think that's always the case. People in the chat, someone made notice of the fact that this is our wake up time. This is basically time for Americans to reconsider how well we've had it, how long it's been too easy. And when things get too easy, they're too easy. And it can lead to this. And I think that's what's happened to the people. And I see on all the various free speech platforms that are left, that moderately anyway, X and TikTok, that North Carolinians are now waking up, and they don't want any more government anything. And they'll take care of themselves. And I think that we'll start seeing them stop FEMA from interfering with delivery of supplies and so forth. We'll begin to get some help there. But let's say you're a sheriff in North Carolina, Sheriff Mackin, and you're in one of these counties. What do you do right away? What would be the first priority for you to help get these people the hell out of the way?
Well, it's such a volatile situation that I'm not quite sure I would know the first step to take. All I know is that the sheriff needs to remain in charge. If the sheriff had remained in charge in Waco and in Ruby Ridge, we would have never heard of Randy Weaver or David Koresh. The
Right.
law would have still been enforced, and no one would have been killed or murdered. That's what I know about these situations right now. If the sheriff remains in charge, it will be taken care of with the leadership of these men who know the area, are familiar with the area, live in the area, know the people, and the people are backing him and helping him. I know the solutions will be found if that is happening. And so, yes, the sheriff, I would say, if we're going to do anything right now for every sheriff, put federal and state bureaucrats on notice that you are in charge and that they are to check with you anytime they come into your county. That's the first step.
Agreed. And then, as you said earlier, going into this show, this is about fortifying your posse. And so a sheriff in that county then could begin to fortify his posse as he saw fit, and whatever is required to be done could be taken care of. You get enough good men together, and nothing's impossible. And we've seen that in this country over and over and over, all the way back to the beginning when less than 5% of the people supported the entire revolution. And so thank you, Sheriff Mack. I mean, well, thank you for leading this second revolution. Being part of this is fun. In the sense that, we're here to have a little bit of fun, and we didn't come to this world to just be slaves. At the same time, we have work to do, and some of it's going to be painful, and whatever it takes, we have to get through this. And thank you for what you do.